Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to talk to you about team killer virus. Yes, I want to talk to you about viruses that kill teams. And why I have to say this is that if you are not careful, you think you are working towards an end, you have built a very powerful team, I mean, you are even motivating them, but there are viruses that exist, if they are found in your team, you are almost certain that eventually your team will die one day or will not be able to produce the results that it has intended to produce. That is why I want to share with you a few of those viruses I've noticed me working in teams and leading teams. And why I'm saying this is so that you take care of them and ensure that any team you have to build or work with, these viruses are not found there. If they are found there, it's going to cause a lot of problem for you. You think you are making progress, but you can't see the progress. You think you are putting in your best to ensure that this team produces results, but they are not doing that. And sometimes you start wondering, okay, what is going on? A typical African thinks that, oh, they are doing me from the village. Please stop that nonsense, please. There is nobody that is doing it. Okay, people can do you from the village, but if you're a Christian, I can tell you categorically, nobody can do you anything from the village. Each time I say if you're a Christian, I do not mean if your name is Joseph. You can be Joseph, but it's Satan. What I mean is that if you have given your life to Christ, that's what makes you a Christian. That's just by the way. Now, what I'm saying is that there are viruses that kill teams, and please, it's crucial you understand these viruses and make sure they are not found in the teams you run or you belong to. That way you'll be able to achieve the results intended for your team or finish up the project. One major virus I've noticed is incompetent leadership. Yes, it's a very strong virus. There's this thing I say, I hear people say, I think it's John Maxwell that popularizes it. He said everything rises and falls on leadership. And I want to adapt it this way. Everything about team getting a result or finishing the project rises and falls on the leadership. A leader is someone who calls the team together, sells the vision to them, assign roles to them, motivates them, monitor what they are doing, and do evaluation. If this person cannot do this very well, then obviously the team is going to crumble. If he does not know how to manage human resources, it's going to cause a lot of problems for himself. If eventually you find that, oh, these are competent people that have been assembled, but the leader doesn't know how to harness their abilities. The leader doesn't know how to talk to people. The leader doesn't know how to relate with people. And this constitutes a problem that the team will have, such that the team will not be able to achieve the result that it has the capacity to achieve. You understand what I'm saying? If a leader is incompetent, he does not know how to manage resources. He spends the money on what is not important at the expense of more important things. If a leader is incompetent, he does not know how to form synergy, how to build relationship with external bodies, external people to ensure that they get the results they want. He does not know how to relate and manage human beings. Therefore, the implication is this: even though the vision is a good one, the project is a good one, and he has assembled the right people, these resources will be wasting because there is no manager that will be able to put them together to get a result. You understand what I'm saying? Incompetent leadership is sometimes subtle. It's not very glaring sometimes, because many times we think that the person that should lead is the one that has stayed very long in this company, the one that is oldest, or the one that has highest amount of spirituality. Sometimes it's not true. The truth of life is this: there is more to leadership than age and number of years spent at work. I'm not trying to play down on experiences, please. Before you assign somebody to be a leader of a team, you should have observed leadership traits and abilities in him before you do that. You understand what I'm saying? Another virus I want to point out today is this: favoritism is another virus that most certainly destroys teams. I hinted on this briefly when I was talking about getting the best from your team. If you are a leader that favors some people at the expense of others, maybe others say, sorry, I won't be able to make it today because I have this to attend to. You allow them. When another person comes up with a similar excuse, you say, no, you can't do that, and it becomes a problem. Or even when you want to share benefits, you want to give recommendation, you want to talk about them in positive light, there are some that are your friends, some are not. You just push others aside. it's a problem about leading a team that will most certainly destroy that team. That is why you must be careful to ensure you treat everybody fairly. Let me tell you my own. I'm not saying you should adopt it. I'm just going to tell you what I do to ensure that I do not in any way bring favoritism in leading my team. If I'm leading a team that comprises of people from different ethnic groups, those from my ethnic groups or religious orientation, I am more strict in dealing with them than other people. I do it for a reason. So the other people understand that, oh, this guy is treating his brother or his fellow religion person this way. What is he going to do to us? Do you understand what I'm saying? It helps them understand that there is nobody that is my friend apart from everybody. Therefore, you must conduct yourself properly. You must go about the rules the way it's supposed to be. If you say we are meeting by 3 o'clock, you should come by 3. If you don't come, I'm going to sanction you. If I sanction my best friend, the person they see me go to eat and drink with, and they will now know that this guy is going to treat us the same way when we default. You understand what I'm saying? As much as possible, ensure that this virus called favoritism is not found in your team leadership. Then let me tell you another thing. Do not manipulate people. You can manipulate, but the day the person finds out that you have been manipulating him, it's going to be difficult for you. I'm not aware of any human being that likes to be manipulated. I can give you 5,000 naira and I will not ask you to return it. But if you manipulate me to get 5 naira from me, it makes me feel like a fool who doesn't have sense and you have cheated him. Nobody likes to be cheated. And I want to tell you, please, in leading a team, in managing a team, do your best not to manipulate people. When I talk about manipulating, this is what I mean. Do not try to get at people's emotion to get them to do what they wouldn't want to do on a normal day just because you want them to get a result for you. Put into consideration the fact that, oh, he said that he needs to attend to his child that is sick. Do not start telling him, oh, is this not the work of the Lord? Is the work of the Lord more, is your child now more important than the Lord? You know, that is being, seriously, let me tell you clearly, that's my own opinion, that is being wicked. That is being manipulative. This is just an example. You can find out in your own case. Do not manipulate people. Do not begin to tell them, oh, Angela, you are so fine. And they are saying you are so fine because you know you are going to make a demand of her, something that she wouldn't want to do on a normal day. The moment people find that you are manipulating, once they see you, an antenna goes up that try to resist any appeal you make. They are ready to hear you play your trick again. And even when you don't want to manipulate them, they look at you with suspicion. If you begin to build a team on that term and begin to manage your team on those bases, it becomes a problem. The problem is that your team become demotivated. They do not put in their best to get the work done. And the whole thing backfires on you that is the leader. Leader of the project that should get the work done. And that virus, I noticed that people lack motivation. There are leaders that do not know how to motivate their team members. Once in a while, I call them together and say, you see, this work we are doing, I know it's getting difficult. I know it seems as if we are not getting the results we want. I know the funds we are waiting for seem not to be coming. But you see, we have to put in this effort because I believe that when we put this effort, contact this our former colleague and get this one done and this done, we'll be able to get the results we want to get. Call them together and talk to them as often as possible. That is how great teams are built. I've done this on my own team, and I see how people now come back to work with greater energy. You understand what I'm saying? So please, as much as possible, talk to your people, motivate them, and get them to work. And please, learn human relationship skills. When you don't have it, it's a very serious virus that will hurt the team. Both the team leader and team member should learn human relationship skills. If they don't, they start having problems among themselves, and once there's disunity in a team, it's a virus that will most certainly scatter the efforts of the team. Remember, a group of people say they want to build a house that will get to heaven, and God says something. If you allow this guy, they will do it. You know why? They have one language. If two different language, of course, which means different vision, different orientation, and separation, division comes up in your team. My guy, your team is sinking. You only realize it when it has sunk. I say, do your best to find any division in your team. What's the point I've made? There are viruses that attack teams. Incompetence leadership is one of them. Favoritism is another one. Manipulating people, lack of motivation, and poor relationship skills are viruses that attack teams. When they attack a team successfully, that team will crumble and will not be able to get the results intended for it, no matter how formidable it is. That is why you should do your best as a team leader and even a team member. to ensure that these viruses do not find their way into your team.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.